This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is Bob Varsha with Fox Sports, wishing Jonathan Green a very happy birthday. Jonathan, have a great day and all the best in the year ahead to you and the whole gang at Speed City Broadcasting. Cheers, mate.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. Presented by Mosing Motor Cars. It's the fastest hour on the radio. Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to Speed City. We just watched the Great American Race, Daytona 500, and we've got lots of good stuff to talk about. This is John Massengill sitting here with Les Kaiser.
Oh, yeah. That was a good race. Last lap pass for Austin Dillon to win in the three car. It's been a while since we saw three cross that line.
Yeah, that's all. When it happened, I just took the NASCAR tweet, retweeted, and said, number three wins. That's pretty awesome to see the number three car.
And that concludes this year's coverage of
Yeah. Hey, well, I want to talk about our guest tonight because we got some cool guests. We got Mark Wilkins. He's been on the show before, and he's going to be racing in an interesting series, a TCR series, and is going to be here in Austin at the Circuit of the Americas with the Pirelli World Challenge, which is part of that TCR series. They've melded that into that. So
the touring car just sport all over the world is changing and really turning into some cool stuff. We'll have to get into that.
And I'm having a hard time keeping up with all the changes, so we're going to find out from Mark Wilkins what that's all about. And he's going to join us at about 7:30, so about a half hour. And then before that, let's talk about our new young guest that we're going to have here in just a few minutes.
Hey, you know, we've been tracking these up-and-comers, and this one is awesome. Canadian Roman DeAngelis is 16 now, I believe. He has just been qualified as a platinum driver.
That's
high ranking.
Yeah.
At only a 16-year-old. He's got a couple of championships. He's got a lot of wins. Last year, he was on the podium every time he got behind the wheel.
Yeah. Well,
so you're going to get an opportunity to meet this kid, and we're going to watch him. He's got a great rapid ascent into this racing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch this young kids like that. And we're going to talk a little Formula One and a little bit of MotoGP, too. So we're going to talk about both. And Jonathan Green is not with us this evening. We might have him on the show later on. He's still down in New Zealand after finishing up the Toyota Racing Series down there. So we'll see if we can get some technology, get him back on the show. And as you heard, it's his birthday. I think it's coming up in the next day or two. Uncle Bob Varsha there at the beginning of the show.
You know, I'm just excited. I know we talked about it last week, but Steve Matchett, Bob Varsha back together again. We're going to make Formula E exciting yet. Thanks, Fox, for getting in those two guys back together.
That is a good point. All right. Well, I think I want to start. We got about a few minutes here before our first guest joins. So I want to start with some Formula One stories because Haas F1 was the first team to reveal their car, their 18 car. How awesome was that?
Oh, I love it. Jumping out in the season, you know, showing it. They've got the new livery looks really good, I think. I just want to see them get the exposure.
Man, that car looked awesome, didn't it?
really did. And, you know, some of the things, the Jack and Jones branding across the rear spoiler, you know, it was on Haas CNC. Their website's actually on the dorsal nowadays, or there in
tape.
Yeah,
I've seen that, yeah.
And so it's a good-looking machine.
Well, I was reading a story on Formula1.com where they interviewed Gene Haas. Lots of good little tidbits in here. And one of them is talking about how he, you know, we said all along, right, it's great to have an American Formula One team, but eighth place finish, yeah, we know how phenomenal that is to win it, finish eighth in your first two seasons and score more points in your second season than your first. That's great. But eighth place, Americans, as we've seen in the Olympics, you know, with some disappointing performances, not winning the gold and some of they did, Americans don't like to lose. And eighth place is not where we want to be. And so it's just, I like to see him talking about things like that this is not, you know, this is not okay that they're just going to settle for eighth place. And one thing he talked about is he talked about the drivers. And I'm going to read this quote from Gene Haas because it was, I thought it was interesting because he's, let me just read. He says, they have, talking about both the drivers, they have just different driving styles. They're both very aggressive and both want to win. And you have to have that kind of killer mentality to score points. You just have to. When the opportunity is there, you have to go for it. That's hard to find in drivers. They're not all that way. They won't give an inch. These two won't give an inch to anybody. And when it comes down to it, you really have to want to win at least score points. And that's what we have in our two drivers. And, you know, I was thinking about that as I read that. And, you know, they'll both get a little aggressive and upset and on the radio. And they, you have to. And if they're not that way, I don't want them as a driver. You know, because remember Magnussen, there was some controversy with him a few times last year.
Sure. And, you know, quite honestly, you know, they are on the same team. They both want to do good. If there's some, you know, some tempers flaring like that, it's usually around something constructive. It's not like they're just being overly dramatic. I mean, they, you know, they have a clear definition. They can clearly communicate what the issue is most of the time. Last year, we heard all the problems with the brakes going on. So it wasn't without reason that they're, you know, built up the frustrations. They certainly want to do good. And, you know, inside the four walls, there needs to be some finger pointing and let's get the brakes sorted.
Absolutely. I mean, look, finger pointing and, you know, people got to go if they're not doing their job. That's the kind of, I mean, that's at this level, that's got to happen. Here's another quote from Gene Haas. He said, it's no secret we use Ferrari equipment, so we're using them as our baseline. We need to be within a half second of the Ferraris in order for us to be competitive. We were not last year. I would say we were a second to a second and a half slower than the Ferraris, which puts them about about 2 seconds off the pole qualifiers. So we need to knock a second off that is what he says, that they want to be competitive. And this is the way they have to be talking. And I want stronger talk than that. I want him to say that they need to be fighting for podiums. It's their third year, right? Let's fight for podiums.
It's time to inch up a few more steps, and I think they need to be closer to the podium, if not on it. I'll go with that. They've got to be closer to the podium on a regular basis.
If they're going to move up from eighth place into seventh or sixth or whatever, they're going to have to get on or near the podium at least some point during the season. You know, and at least have, you know, the one thing they have done, they've been pretty consistent about. Considering they're a brand new team, I mean, I really expected them to have a lot more DNFs. But they've been pretty consistent with being able to keep both cars, not every race, of course, but running. So that part's been pretty good. But they've just got to. I'm already antsy about it and not liking the fact that they're not scoring more points.
That's true. I think Haas has their work cut out for them. They know what they've got to do. I'm hoping now that they've got an infusion of some sponsors, they'll be able to take it to the next level, get up to the fourth, fifth, sixth range in most of the races.
Yep. Gene says the same, essentially, further down the article says, we've eliminated a lot of the variables where we knew we were weak and we knew where we needed to focus. We need to be able to go to the majority of the races and put the car down the track and be fast. So I'm just hoping that this is, that this focus is going to put some better numbers on the board for Haas. But so, also, this week, the Williams team showed their car. What'd you think?
I like it. I like it. Better design than last time. I really do like it. It's just generally better. I think it's just more exciting looking than I really expected, to be honest. I was kind of not expecting big things out of Williams.
If I had to choose the Haas, and maybe it's hard for me not to be biased, but I like the Haas car better.
The reason I go with Martini is the history of Martini Racing, and I see some of the design in their graphics.
That's cool. So what other Formula One story? Well, the big one, of course, is we got testing in 1 week, February 26th at Barcelona.
You bet. But before that, we got more reveals.
Well,
this is
true.
Reveal week going all week. Tomorrow's Red Bull, so be ready for that. Check that out. It'll be a that'll be an interesting one. We'll see how that turns out and what it looks like. I'm curious, you know, if it's just going to be a minor edit or, you know, to their design, or if it's really going to be something good. I hope it's something good.
I don't have it in front of me. Do you know what are the reveals next week?
The reveals next week. So Monday we're going to have Red Bull, Tuesday Sauber and the Renault car. On the 22nd, Ferrari steps out. Mercedes on the 22nd, same day. McLaren and Toro Rosso will follow up after that. On the 23rd is McLaren, and on the 26th is Toro Rosso.
Awesome. Well, I think we are going to go ahead and go to a break, because we're going to have our first guest up next after this break, and very excited because we got Roman De Angelis, young 16-year-old up-and-comer. And we're going to have him. And then, of course, at 7:30, we got Mark Wilkins. So stick with us through this first break. You're listening to Speed City live in Austin, Texas. Back after these messages.
MV Agusta motorcycles are the epitome of Italian style, precisely crafted with a passion for two-wheel art on wheels. Ducati Austin are the only MV Agusta and Ducati factory authorized technicians in Austin, servicing all European brands. Check the Brutale Sport Naked, the most extreme essential naked bike ever. Or the Turismo Veloce 800, the first revolutionary tourer to be built by MV Agusta. Or if you want a pedigree steeped in racing, then look no further than the World Supersport winning triple F3, 675 and 800. Or go all out for the ultimate legendary F4 MV Agusta. Italian style with Texas soul. Trade-in, consignments welcome and financing available. Ducati Austin and the home of MV Agusta at 818 Breaker Lane, just east of I-35.
Mosing Motor Cars is Texas's only authorized dealer for Superformance products. Superformance's Mark III is the only Cobra replica built under license from Carroll Shelby. There's no finer example of a Cobra around. Mosing and Superformance is your supplier for all the great race cars of history. The GT40, the Mark III Cobra, the Corvette Grand Sport, and the Shelby Cobra Daytona Coupe. Mosing Motor Cars, 2420 West Breaker Lane, online at mosingmotorcars.com. Superformance and Mosing Motor Cars. Drive yourself happy.
Dirtfish Rally School is the nation's most prestigious driving school, offering 7 days a week, year-round driver education from 15-year-olds with no driving experience to amateur racers and professional drivers. Our professional instructors never judge a student based on who they are, where they're from, or their driving background. We'll keep you and your family safe on the road, or better, at the racetrack. Feel confident behind the wheel, no matter the situation, no matter what you've done, or where you've done it, or how well you've done it. We'll make you better.
Listen to your favorite shows. Keep up with the latest breaking news and more anytime at Talk1370.com. Talk1370, the right choice.
This is David Hobbs, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City, presented by Mosing Motor Cars.
All right, now, so this Bruno Mars song, I know I've heard this one. The first one we went to break, I didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm outside the demographic.
Yeah, you are. But, you know, here's what you can do. You can now get more young audience members to come and just say, y'all want to go see Bruno Mars? Here, get your tickets here.
There you go.
And they'll eat up racing, too.
Has it been officially announced? I know the way the Bruno, if you're not familiar with what happened, Bruno Mars is going to be the musical guest, at Formula One. Is it Saturday night? Okay, so it's a Saturday night concert, and it got announced accidentally because Bruno Mars put it out on his website, on his schedule.
Yeah, and it went out to Billboard magazine and kind of took the long way around to get back, but Circuit of Americas did confirm, yes, it's Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
By the way, he puts on a phenomenal show, I will tell you that.
From what I've understood, that I don't think it's actually officially announced as part of F1, but Coda on their Twitter account has obviously confirmed it by liking a bunch of posts. But I, when it happened, I did a quick search on Twitter for a Bruno Mars F1, and I saw a tweet from one of our regular listeners, Kiki, is that her name? And I noticed that she said, hey, Coda, you need to get Bruno Mars for F1. And I realized the tweet was like a month or two ago. So she had called it. She predicted it. And I thought that was pretty cool. One of our listeners, she's actually won some tickets from us before.
Oh, she has, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's why we're playing Bruno Mars music tonight. Not because Les and I really know anything about Bruno Mars music.
Not at all.
But mainly because Bruno's going to be playing at the Circuit of the Americas during F1. But Les, we got our guest on the phone.
Oh, you bet. Folks, you're going to enjoy this. You know, we always try to latch on to the up-and-coming stars of motorsports. And, you know, we've got a great one here. Roman De Angelis has started out. He has graduated. He's already a national champion. And he just became a platinum driver. Roman, welcome to Speed City.
Thank you guys for having me.
Ah, you bet.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
So Roman's Canadian, so he may have an accent, but it's not far from American. We'll take him. And so, you know, really, Roman, give us a capsule of your history. Where did it start out?
It can't be that long. He's only 16.
Yeah, I mean, my dad was always a huge motorsports enthusiast. Like, I've been on his Senna, so, I mean, I was basically bound to at least try racing. So, yeah, I did some go-karting when I was about 7 or 8, just practicing, doing laps. And I think when I was 10, I still remember the day my dad just came up and asked if I wanted to try a race. And I think a couple weeks later, went to Point Pelee Karting Club, which is a track about an hour from my house. And we ended up winning the race. And from there, basically, I just caught the bug, you know, as everyone kind of says, and went to the States, started doing some racing over there. I did fairly well, won a couple championships, and then did a Formula 1600 in Canada with a team called Brian Graham Racing, and then did pretty well in that. And, yeah, graduated to Porsche Cup last year, had a pretty successful year. Missed out on the American Championship, which was kind of a bummer, but no, now I'm with Kelly Moss Racing and Mark Motors Racing this year, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So, you know, Kelly Moss has a long history of racing wins, and so that's a great partnership for you. Mark Motors is somebody fairly new, at least in my book. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so Mark Motors is actually the name of a Porsche dealership in Ottawa. So they have a Porsche, Audi, and I believe a Volkswagen dealership in Canada. So we're really good friends with their past driver, Marco Cerrone, who basically is really good friends with my dad. My dad does some regional racing as well. So, you know, they did some racing together, and they put me in a car one weekend just to try as a fun race with Marco. And basically Marco told them that, you know, I have some talent. So I got in touch with Mark Motors, and they put me in the car this year. But they're a family-oriented business, really, really great people. You know, they're so passionate about the sport, and they just, when you're in their environment, they just want to have a really good time. They enjoy it a lot. So it's a really, really good environment to be in.
Well, fantastic. Well, I know we have a mutual friend, Price Cobb, and I were talking this week, and he's got good things to say and to watch. So so you've come up through those. Are you looking towards a single-seater type car? Are you looking at staying in the sports cars?
Honestly, I really enjoy sports cars. I mean, after being given so many opportunities to drive open wheel and also sports cars, like I enjoy sports car more. I think it's much more driver based. Like, it's a lot of feel. It's very competitive right now. It's where a lot of kids are going now. And, no, I just really love the racing. I love everything about it. So I think this is where I want to stay.
So this GT3 Cup that you're in now, I mean, I apologize. I did some research earlier, but now is this the same or related to the GT3 Cup that's in the IMSA series?
Yeah, this is the exact same. So it's IMSA has the GT3 Cup Canada and GT3 Cup USA. and they're both the same cars. So,
well, I know we know several drivers that have gone through that, and some really successful guys that have gone through that. And you know, we got the guy from here in Austin, Will Hardiman's doing that, and I know that that is an incredibly competitive series. And of course, one of the badass race cars of all time, a GT3, Porsche GT3, and I know you got to be just over the top to be doing this at such a young age.
Yeah, it's an awesome experience. I love the car. Like you said, I mean, nothing sounds better than a GT3 Cup car, also, right? So
yeah,
that kind of adds to it. But no, it's I mean, I've been given such great opportunities, especially this year with Kelly Moss Racing and the folks at Hospital of Alabama and Medical Properties Trust. So I'm really, really happy where we are this year and looking forward to get started again. I mean, you can test and do all that kind of stuff, but at the end of the day, like, we're race car drivers, so we want to race. So I'm looking forward to Sebring in a couple weeks.
Well, you know, one of the things, I realize you probably haven't put in a lot of time in the seat over the past month or so, but our third wheel, Jonathan Green, is in New Zealand right now. And he covers the Toyota Racing Series and all of the sport races around that. Jonathan, are you there with us, buddy? Oops, sounds like he may have dropped right there. But I know one of the things is so many of the drivers from around the world, especially the younger drivers, venture down to New Zealand to compete in that series because they get a full 15 races in like 5 weeks' time. Have you considered a series like that off season?
I mean, they don't really have something like that for what we're doing right now. For me to go over and do that kind of stuff would require me to drive an open wheel car. And there's such a big difference between the open wheel car and what I'm in right now that really it's not worth it for me to do it, just as it'll probably set me off track even more. But what we've been doing is a bunch of testing. So we'll go to tracks. Like last week, we headed to Barber Motorsports Park, and we're planning on doing some testing in Sebring. And basically, we just run laps and, you know, just build on the knowledge that Kelly Moss already has and just, you know, learn from their past data and their engineers and basically just bring that into the race weekend. There's not many series like that Toyota Racing Series around here, so.
Yeah, good point. So talk about your schedule this year. So you're going to be in, it's Sebring first, is that right? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Sebring and then Barber. And after Barber, we start getting real busy where the Canadian Series kind of slides in. So I think we're going to have a total of 16 race weekends this year.
Wow.
Or 14 race weekends, yeah, and it's all between, it gets really, really busy in the summer months, that's for sure, because we can't really race in Canada, obviously, at this point or in the next couple months because of the snow and how cold it is, so it's going to be really busy, but I'm looking forward to it.
Man, 16 races, that is a ton. You're going to get a ton of racing under your belt again, you know, because I know different series, different numbers of races, but that's great again for you being young. You get to get a lot of seat time, a lot of in competition. That's really awesome.
Yeah, that's honestly a huge bonus for us and also a huge advantage. I mean, we're in the car much more than a lot of the guys in the other series, right? So when the Canadian guys say have a weekend off, I'm doing an American race or vice versa, right? So
yeah,
it's definitely, you know, going to be beneficial. So.
Well, so what about, you know, I know you touched on this, but what is the ultimate dream? What, you know, winning Le Mans, what's the ultimate dream for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think for sports cars, like, everyone's goal is Le Mans or 24 Hours of Daytona. So those are two races that I'd love to, you know, obviously win, but to be able to compete in them also would be pretty cool. I think also a factory ride where I'm with Porsche Factory or I'm with a manufacturer would be really cool, but you know, take it day by day and see where it ends up.
Yeah, the winning Le Mans as a factory Porsche driver, I think that has got to be pretty high on the list for any sports car driver. That may be the ultimate right there.
100%, yeah.
So, of all the tracks you talked about, what do you look forward to one more than the other? I mean, I know you got to be politically correct and they're all cool, but I mean, everybody's got their favorite tracks.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, the one thing that I love about the Canadian Championship is that we run at some really cool events. So we run the Toronto Indy with IndyCar, which is downtown right on the street.
Oh, yeah.
CN Tower right in the background. We run the Montreal Grand Prix with F1. and we run a little street track called the Grand Prix of Trois-Rivières, which is actually the longest-lasting street race in North America. So that's an awesome event. A lot of fans. So I look forward mostly to Trois-Rivières as well as Virginia in the American Series. That's my favorite track, VIR, which is just an amazing course and amazing facility. So really, really excited for that one, too.
Well, we've got a little racetrack here in Austin. You may have heard of it, Circuit of the Americas. Have you been here?
Yeah. Honestly, I haven't. No. One track that I want to check off a list, but we don't have the opportunity to this year.
We got to fix that. We know people.
Well,
yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Well, we're about out of time, but we got to ask you one. I love it. He's 16, so he maybe has a cool answer. I don't know. It's one of our favorite questions to ask of race car drivers. What do you drive every day?
I drive a GMC Sierra 1500.
That's the same answer that Alexander Rossi gave us in 2012, by the way. That's exactly before he drove for Caterham F1. What's that?
It's not just a stock. I've done some stuff to it, so it's definitely as much as you could do to a pickup, I've pretty much done.
What year is it?
Well, wait a minute. We just added another minute. Tell us what you've done.
Yeah, exactly.
So I did a bit of a lift kit. I did tires, air intake, which adds like 11 horsepower, and I did an exhaust. So it's definitely noisy, but I mean, it keeps me entertained, right?
That's great.
All right, 33s, 35s. What'd you do for tires?
I didn't do much. I didn't change the size of the tire, but I added more bulky tires it snows a lot in Canada, so the stock ones weren't doing it.
There you go.
All right. Well, Roman DeAngelis, we really appreciate you coming on the show, and hopefully that name will
it's going to resonate,
resonate and come on the show a bunch more over the years. Roman, thanks a lot, and best of luck to you this season in those Porsches.
Thank you guys for having us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I love it that at least he's modifying his pickup truck that he's driving every day.
Sure, seriously, I was just hung when I heard about this 16-year-old platinum driver.
I know. That's pretty amazing. The guy's obviously going to be very – he's going to have a heck of a career doing this while so young. So, all right, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're very excited because we got Mark Wilkins coming back on Speed City. And he's Another Canadian. He's going to tell us what's going on this year, and very excited to have him back. So you listen to Speed City live in Austin, back after these messages.
Racetrack. It's where legends are born, where only the finest machines earn their reputation for innovation and dominance. Such are the nameplates you'll find at Aston Martin of Austin, Lotus of Austin, Bentley Austin, and Rolls-Royce Motorcars. Austin exotic, iconic automobiles whose racing heritage turns everyday driving into an inspiring journey, because you're never just along for the ride. Highway 183 north of McNeil Road.
Dirtfish Rally School is the nation's most prestigious driving school, offering 7 days a week, year-round driver education for 15-year-olds with no driving experience to amateur racers and professional drivers. Our professional instructors never judge a student based on who they are, where they're from, or their driving background. We'll keep you and your family safe, on the road, or better, at the racetrack. Feel confident behind the wheel, no matter the situation, no matter what you've done, or where you've done it, or how well you've done it. We'll make you better.
Hey, I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your f***ing ride it. So gonna get together.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City, presented by Mosing Motor Cars.
All right, so this is when it's really good that we're on radio, because there's two 50-year-old guys in here dancing to Bruno Mars.
Go ahead and say it, white guys, with no rhythm.
Bruno Mars, yes, it's not on my playlist, not on purpose, it hasn't hit my radar, so.
My wife went and saw him and said he was phenomenal, and I know she was really excited when I told her that's who's coming for Formula One.
Well, when I texted my 13-year-old daughter, she was like, yes, 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 multiple texts. Like, and do you have tickets yet? And I was like, no, I do not have tickets yet. All right,
okay, well, we'll get you there.
We're going to move on to our next guest because I'm really excited. We had Mark Wilkins on last year before the Pirelli World Challenge because Pirelli World Challenge coming here to Austin March 24th, 25th. And Mr. Mark Wilkins will be racing in that series in a new ride that he just got announced a couple weeks ago. Mark, welcome back to Speed City, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, it was awesome. I actually got to listen to last year's show when you came on just to prep a little bit, and we had a good time, and I was excited to have you back on.
Oh, yeah, it's great to be back, and where does the time go?
Yeah, I know. It's a year, man. It's hard to believe.
Crazy.
Well, hey, Pirelli World Challenge coming back to Austin, and we're obviously very excited to have that back here, but you've got a new ride. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I know. Can't wait to kick it off at Circuit America's, you know, in a few short weeks here. I'm driving the new Hyundai i30N TCR in the new TCR class of the Pirelli World Challenge. And these are really neat cars in a new formula that's really just coming into fruition stateside. So, you know, these are front drive cars, cars with about 350 horsepower, you know, 6-speed sequential gearbox, paddle shifters. I mean, it's going to be really close competitive racing and sort of a really neat standardized model across the board that, you know, worldwide. So it's new. It's neat. The cars look really awesome. The i30N, you know, won its first ever race in October of last year in Europe and really sort of showcased right away the capability of the car. So I'm really excited to get in and start testing it here shortly.
Yeah, I have. I saw the car. It does look cool. And Jonathan Green and I were talking a little bit about the TCR series in general and how it's all over the world now. And in fact, if you go to TCR-series.com, you'll see what I'm talking about because they've got the national series, regional and international. But in the national series, they've got a whole bunch of countries on there, including China, Germany, Italy, Portugal, Russia, Scandinavia, Thailand, and then, of course, the Pirelli World Challenge. And so it's kind of conglomerating and bringing a couple of series together, and you know it feels like sports cars across the board are getting a lot more popular. But tell us a little bit about how those series have come together like this.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just trying to standardize and have a common set of rules across the board, and what that does is it allows the manufacturers to build cars to a certain specification and you know keeps the cost in line and sort of just allows for that consistency where, you know, all the manufacturers just know what they're getting into. They know what the market is. And, you know, I think at a more reasonable price point, you know, it gives them the opportunity to sell to customers and get guys out in these cars and racing and in a really competitive platform. So it's really exciting in sort of consistency worldwide and, you know, getting these manufacturers like Hyundai involved in competing against all the other manufacturers, obviously, with a really, you know, competitive, fantastic looking package, you know, at a price point that people can go out and have some fun and, you know, and it's going to be as close and competitive as any of the other classes. So, yeah, it's a neat model. And I think what you'll see in Pirelli World Challenge this year and as the, you know, time moves forward here, there's going to be a lot of people coming to this class, and it's going to be a new, really strong staple, I think.
Well, not only you got a cool car from Hyundai, but the partnership with Brian Herta, man, that is that may, you know, got to make you sit up straight in your chair going, these guys are probably going to be competitive right out of the box.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really a fantastic, you know, dream opportunity to work with professionals, you know, at Brian Herta Autosport. I mean, it is as pro as it gets. You know, the car is as pro as it gets. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, to win its first race is really a feat. You know, so we're expecting that we'll roll it off and get a little bit of testing in and then get to Dakota, and I think it's going to be quite strong right out of the gate. So we've got tons of experience. You know, I've got some front-wheel drive experience as well that I think is going to come in really handy with this program. And, you know, it's just a group of people that I think are going to have a great synergy this year. And in motorsport, that's so important. It's all about the team. You know, about my co-driver, Michael Lewis, you know, a great guy, you know, super professional, and I think we're going to have a great year working together to achieve some great results and really showcase the I-30N stateside. So it's exciting. It's going to be a great opportunity, and I'm looking forward to kicking it off here.
Well, what other cars are going to be? I mean, obviously, you're racing for Hyundai, but I think everybody wants to know what all you're going to be racing against. So what other cars are we going to see out there in the field in the TCR?
Yeah, you're going to see sort of the Audis, the RS3s, the Volkswagen, the Golf. I think Alfa Romeo's got a car as well. You know, that's just a few of them. But, yeah, there's more and more kind of jumping into that frame. I think we'll see that continue to grow as we move forward into the coming seasons as well.
Well, obviously, Pirelli World Challenge, there's lots of cars on the track that weekend, and that's always – The big thing at COTA for the Pirelli World Challenge, in my mind, the biggest thing about it is just that it's such an open environment where you can get down there and meet the drivers, see the cars up close, meet the teams, talk to engineers, talk if you want to talk horsepower, great. If you want to talk to the drivers and talk driving strategy, I mean, that's what the Pirelli World Challenge, when I say that, that's what pops in my head is how fans can get right down there and be right with the teams.
Absolutely. No, we absolutely, you know, we'll welcome everybody to come and check out the cars. You know, we've got the model so fun for the fans. And I think that's one thing that's just really fantastic about the Pirelli World Challenge. I mean, our autograph sessions are always huge. They're very well attended. You can get right up to us and we look forward to chatting with everybody and, you know, sharing the excitement that we have for the series and the product and, 40-minute races, two of them a weekend. One of them is a standing start. So, you know, there's really a ton of excitement and you know, a lot of different things for the fans to do. And it's really up close and personal, like you said. So, the fans are always fantastic at Circuit of the Americas, and probably World Challenge puts on a great show, and we're going to be in a great product with the I-30N to showcase. So it should be a fantastic weekend.
You know, Mark, I got to admit, it hadn't been too many years ago that John and I here would laugh if you talked about Hyundai being a performance car.
Yeah, that's true.
Putting anything out. But this new one, this I-30N, is a serious car.
Well, and like that Stinger I drove the other day, the Kia Stinger. I know it's Hyundai and Kia, but it's a Stinger. That car was crazy fast.
Well, I wanted to share some of the information around the I-30. So from the factory floor, 246 horsepower, 260 torque, 0-60 in 6.4. This is a little hot hatch, 2 liter. It's very respectable.
Sure,
I wouldn't make the same statement about Hyundai this year that we made a few years ago.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's a great product, and the N brand is a new brand, a relatively new brand for them, and that's their performance division. I think there's going to be a lot of exciting product that'll come down the pipeline from them. The I-30N obviously has been extremely well received, and it's best known for its handling characteristics, which is fantastic. And that's the road car. And then we go to the TCR spec car, and obviously we drop that weight down a little bit, and in full race trim, 350 horsepower, the same 2 liter turbocharged engine. So no, it's a hot hatch. There's no question about that. And I think the race car is going to really showcase, the type of quality of product and performance that, Hyundai's N brand is bringing to the table. So that's very exciting.
Well, not only that, Hyundai dominating in World Rally as well. So I think those days are long gone, Les. I think
we're going to have to find somebody else to pick on.
That's true. Hey, I got, when Jonathan and I were talking earlier, we were talking about like events, the TCR events all over the world. What about it? Would you ever want to try an international event like Macau or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'd love to, pilot one of those cars around worldwide. I mean, it would be neat if there was a little bit of that cross to some of the different markets. And then who knows, I think that maybe that's some potential in the future. But for right now, TCR is new in the States and with Pirelli World Challenge. And, I think it has just tremendous growth opportunity and potential. And it's going to be a good car count right out of the gate here this year. And I think it's going to surprise some people. And that growth is just going to be quite rapid, I believe, and that'll be close racing and just the type of nature of the car and you know, just generally speaking, the manufacturers are diving in, so there'll be plenty of great product to have out on track. So I think I-30M is going to be the car to beat right out of the gate, but you know, we haven't fully built into all our testing, and obviously before the first race, we need to get some miles under our belt and take what they've learned early in the program with lots of success and translate into results here.
Well, I know this announcement was just 10 days ago or something. Have you had a chance to get any seat time in the car yet?
Not yet, no, but it's coming up very quickly here. So, you know, there's some exciting stuff coming up in the coming weeks, and then obviously we'll be sort of straight down to Pocota and right into racing it. So we have quite a bit to learn, but as I said, the talent and people that we have that are part of this Brinehart Autosport program are you know, as top tier as it gets. So, you know, we'll collectively get it sorted out, and I think we'll have a great product on track right away when we show up for practice in a few weeks.
All right.
Well, no doubt it's going to be fun to see something new out at Circuit of the Americas and the Pirelli World Challenge too. But do you know? I know that there was there in the TCR series. They when Jonathan and I were talking earlier today about it, about how they've got the national series and then the regional international. Do they come together kind of like a playoff system and then for a global championship of some sort?
Yeah, as far as I know, not right yet, but to be honest, I'm not 100% certain on all of the platforms. So, you know, if not, I'm sure that's something that would have some potential down the road.
Well, I don't blame you for not knowing. You just got this announcement 10 days ago, but not only that, I'm looking on their website and there's so much content there just to go through and try to figure out, put it all together. But again, I just am excited that we're seeing. I mean, just on the homepage, they're talking about the Volkswagen, the GTIs, and the Audis, and of course the Hyundais. So it's a ton of cool sports cars.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just liking, again, another new car coming on into the series, and I just want to keep perpetuating, and I want to see some of the cool hot hatches from, you know, Europe that we don't get over here in the U.S. I want to see those here, and maybe we'll draw enough attention to get those to start coming to our market as well.
Absolutely. No, the more cars, the merrier, and there's just such great product out there, and you know, it's the racing's that proving ground, right? It just really showcases all that development and the hard work behind the scenes, and you know, you just I mean, a lot of professional players there, and you know, in the end, it's just putting it all together and you know, nailing that setup. But there's not a lot we can change, you know, in regards to that too. It's pretty spec, so you know, we can do some tweaking and fine tuning and you know, driver style, and that will be very important. But it's going to be really interesting to see how it shakes out. I'm excited to kind of get my first laps in, and then be right into the heavy duty in a few weeks. And I think it's going to be really exciting. I really do. I think the race is going to be incredibly competitive and close. And there's just such great product out there that it's going to require perfect execution, as they say. And I'm excited about that.
So, what about the format here? I think they said they're going to be each of the weekends are doubleheader weekends. And by the way, I got the date wrong. It's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. It's 3 days here at Circuit of the Americas. But what about the doubleheader? Is that how they're going to be? And they're like 40-minute races. Is that how it works?
That's right. Yeah. So with there'll be six weekends, and they'll be all doubleheaders, and they're about 40 minutes. And the first race will probably be I believe it's our rolling start, and the second race will be a standing start. So, quite a bit of different things going on a given weekend. But for this year, it'll be six events, which I think is a great start. And then I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more of those as we move forward as well in the coming season.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
I like the fact they're going to do standing start and do both ways to start the race, just to break it up a little bit. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It just makes it fun for the fans. It's fun for the driver. I remember sitting on the line there a few years ago, and you know, that anticipation at the light is awesome. And you know, I'm excited to have that back again with this TCR class. So, no, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Well, so let's talk about Circuit of Americas a little bit. You're coming here in March, like we just said, but you know, as you go to every track, everybody's you know, the teams are set up and talk about the upcoming race. So this is the first one on your calendar. What do you think of when you think of Circuit of the Americas from a race driver standpoint?
You know, it's just such a technical track. I think it's a track that's going to reward well handling cars. So I mean, that the first sector is all about balance and carrying that speed and confidence. It's a fun racetrack. It's a bit forgiving because there's lots of runoff area to work with, but they're pretty stringent on our boundaries and where we can play. So, it's a blast. It really has everything. It's super technical, long straightaway, and just every kind of complex you can imagine. So it'll be fun. I've had the chance to drive in both wet and dry. I think I prefer it in the dry, but it's a lot of fun in the wet. So, it's a great circuit and a great way to start off a new championship.
When do you guys, so if you're coming in, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or is it a Friday, Saturday, Sunday? I had to get a look at the calendar. But what do you guys, when do you get here on a race weekend like that?
We'll probably be in there on Wednesday. Sometimes we have a bit of a promoter test where we can get a chance to get a few extra sessions in there before the official weekend kicks off. And, we obviously want to take advantage of all the track time we can get leading up to the race. And with it being a new program, we'll still be learning a fair bit. So, I think we'll probably roll in there on the Wednesday and we'll get set up right away and get right down to business on Thursday.
Yeah, I've learned that's what most of the teams say, even though I see they eat a lot of barbecue and Tex-Mex around here. But
sounds good.
But that is, so this will be your first time in this car, certainly here at COTA. What are the things with that car that, to me, I always question the little hatch cars of that giant long straightaway? I almost feel like I was just out there in the R8 V10, and it passes pretty quick. But I wonder about these hot hatches, when they're in the power and the range of speed that they've got. Is that a strong suit? Do you just survive it? How do you deal with that straightaway?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about momentum. And, we're going to be obviously coming out of that tight hairpin, front-wheel drive. So getting on the throttle and not trying to take too much there, getting the car rotated and down that straightaway. Yes, it's a bit of a long stretch, but the car makes, 350 horsepower, and it's not that heavy. So we'll be up to some pretty good speeds there. And, one thing, it's braking on the braking side. When we get down to the end there, we may or may not have ABS, which adds another fun factor in there in terms of how you have to drive it. So there's a fair bit of new and a fair bit of difference. And, the straightaway will be going by plenty fast, and we'll be thinking about all the technical side and how we can get the most out of the car, in those sectors.
Yeah, no doubt. I can see that, those kind of cars on Circuit of the Americas. Yeah, I know that there's Formula One cars and other cars that'll hit 200 miles an hour on that back straight, but it's still fun at 150, 160 miles an hour.
Anything maxed out is fun.
Anything is wrong. Yeah, if you're touched down flat on the floor and you're using all the revs, you're having a great time. So there'll probably be a little bit of drafting there too, I would imagine. So it'll be good fun close battles. No question about that.
Do you bust out any simulators, any video games or anything like that to get familiar with the tracks ahead of time?
Oh, absolutely. I've got an iRacing setup at home that I play. So, no, I'm on there and lots of practice and, try to find the car most suited to being comparable to what it'll be driving. But it's mostly just, get the mindset in the right place. And obviously, you're not utilizing all the same senses, but the visual and the auditory side is very important, and it really does help. So, no, it's absolutely lots of time there and leading up to the race for sure. It's just more laps and more seat time, which is always a good thing.
I know iRacing is the...
That's the standard.
I mean, yeah, that's the one. Absolutely. I'm trying to get my teenage boys on iRacing.
Yeah, but when we used to have one in the studio, we put our miles on it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Mark, I got to ask you this question. We probably asked this last year. It may have changed. Who knows?
I'm going to say, I have a feeling it probably changed.
But what are you driving every day now, Mark?
Do you want to know what? Well, today I was driving a snowmobile.
Okay, that sounds fun.
Snowmobile driving this. Lots of snowmobiles this time of year up here. But my regular car is it's not overly exciting, but it's an Audi Q7, which is
really
a big tow vehicle to get me around to go play on fun, fast snowmobiles on the trails up here. So today was all about clutch tuning and getting the thing dialed in. So whether it's driving car, whatever it is, I'm always driving something.
Okay, now I got to stop because I went over the Great Divide in Colorado on snowmobile, and the guy started realizing, oh, you must ride. What do you ride that you're riding a snowmobile like that? And I said motorcycle. I said not snowmobile by any month. He goes, okay. Well, here, get on mine. Well, his was all hot rod and G-Wizzed. And I asked him what the horsepower was, and he goes, if I recall correctly, it was just shy of 300 horsepower.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, oh, yeah, I race it, and I do this, and I do that. And he goes, but I've got set for touring right now and leading these tours.
Oh, wow.
I like the sound of that, 300 horsepower snowmobile.
No, I'm not quite that high. I'm still in the two-stroke game, so it's all about lightweight and flipping it around. It's funny that obviously the trails here are public, so we're obviously very careful and but it's fun. They're all groomed, and it's kind of a little bit like a racetrack in terms of, you don't know what the next corner is going to be. So it's a great visual exercise, even at reasonable speeds. It's just a real riot. So playing and tuning and trying to get the most out of the motor and clutching and all that is good fun. So it's a good way to stay sharp when you're not on track and there's not much of a margin for error. So you have to be quite smart about it. But it's good fun.
Yeah. Well, Mark Wilkins, thank you. Coming back to Speed City, we look forward to seeing you here at the Pirelli World Challenge, March 23rd through the 25th. And thanks again for coming on the show, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you when you get here.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
All righty. Travel safe.
All right. We're going to go straight to break. This is Speed City live in Austin, Texas, back after these messages.
Augusta motorcycles are the epitome of Italian style, precisely crafted with a passion for two-wheel art on wheels. Ducati Austin are the only MB Augusta and Ducati factory authorized technicians in Austin, servicing all European brands. Check the Brutale Sport Naked, the most extreme essential naked bike ever. Or the Turismo Veloce 800, the first revolutionary tourer to be built by MB Augusta. Or if you want a pedigree steeped in racing, then look no further than the World Supersport winning triple F3, 675 and 800. Or go all out for the ultimate legendary F4 MV Agusta. Italian style with Texas soul. Trade-in, consignments welcome and financing available. Ducati Austin and the home of MV Agusta at 818 Breaker Lane, just east of I-35.
Mosing Motor Cars is Central Texas' source for classic performance cars. British, German, Italian, Japanese, and American. Ready for that special car you've always dreamed of? Mosing has you covered. Looking to sell a classic? Let Mosing handle all the details and get that special vehicle in the hands of the right buyer. Visit the showroom at 2420 West Breaker Lane or call 512-821-9491 or browse the garage online at mosingmotorcars.com. Mosing Motor Cars. Drive yourself happy.
Sound off on the news of the day with a talk poll. Online at talk1370.com. Talk 1370, the right choice.
Jonathan Green, Kevin Schwantz, and the entire Schwantz family would like to wish you a happy birthday, brother. It's an honor to know you. You guys at Speed City do an awesome job.
My name is Christina Nelson, and this is Speed City.
Welcome back to Speed City, presented by Mosing Motor Cars.
Welcome back, Speed City. Les?
Yeah. Christina Nelson, back in a Porsche also. So she's ready to go. I was messaging her with her earlier in the week, and she was at the Porsche Center outside of L.A. exploring, I guess is what it's called. But anyway, hey, MotoGP, bud.
Yeah.
Starting to get wound up here. They had testing at the Chang International Circuit in Thailand. We've heard Jonathan talk about it. And, you know, things are just getting going. They're really just kind of settling out some bugs, getting some trim set on things. But the thing that honestly drew my attention was all the discussion about the 2019 contracts.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, interesting.
Guys, you got bikes to get settled. We'll deal with contracts later.
Yeah, because you got a whole year.
You have to wonder if they're not just kind of trolling and getting things going.
Well,
but
there's a reason they call it the silly season.
Well, the interesting thing is Valentino Rossi has acknowledged he doesn't know how much longer he'll stick around on the behind the handlebars himself. And so that's really interesting. Yes, 2018 safe, but he's not making any promises beyond that. Huh. He's pretty active with his own team. In raising his own VR46 team.
And that's going to be, it's going to truly be, you know, you hear this phrase a lot, but the end of an era. I mean, Valentino Rossi, there's just been nothing like him.
So. Oh, absolutely. He's still going and he's, you know, still winds up on the podium at this age. In a way, I'm like, come on, you still got it. You're still hitting the podium more frequent than a lot of the rest of the grid.
Yeah. It's hard to even say it after, I mean, how well he did even last year or so, but
yeah.
But he is, what is he, 39 now? Something
like
that?
He's up there. Mark Marquez. Mark Marquez is already playing the game. He didn't even know, no hops around it. He said, certainly things have been good with Honda, but I have to always be open to talk to other factories. How's that?
Yeah, honestly, that seemed pretty tame, you know?
Pretty tame. I'm just surprised he was so blunt and pointed at it. But, you know, the other one, Paolo Cipatti is talking about his drivers and his riders. And so that's pretty interesting. We've got a spot from Paolo that we're going to play here. You know, but again, they're focusing on the bike.
I think producer's going to get that queued up here in just a second. We're almost out of time. I don't know how much time we've got to play that whole clip. But what was the gist of this with Paolo Cipatti?
Basically, he's pleased with the riders. And kind of just said it's too early to really determine. And so he's the head of the Ducati MotoGP team. And so he's one of the guys that will just deal with what happens this season. He's got his hands full with the new bike that they're sorting out, the Panigale V4.
Yeah.
He's got plenty to work on.
Well, we're running out of time. We'll tweet out a link to that. Put it on Facebook, link to that.
Sure, it's actually on the MotoGP. Check out their speed pass.
Yeah, check it out, yeah. All right, well, we're about to wrap it up. Check out, if you want to get tickets to all the Pirelli World Challenge, go to circuitoftheamericas.com. I believe they've got the links there, or if they're not, they're selling them directly there. So, looking forward to Bruno Mars at Formula One, and Formula One reveals and testing and everything coming up pretty quick. It's about to be Formula One season.
Giddy up.
All right. Check us out on our website, speedcitybroadcast.com. Check us out all week long on Facebook and Twitter. We will talk to you next Sunday night right here. Talk to you next week.
Ciao, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.